Mother Teresa of Calcutta will be beatified in Rome tomorrow. It's the next step in the process leading toward canonization as a saint. To be canonized, Vatican officials must certify that a person has been responsible for two or more miracles. Miracle is one of those words that most of us know but find difficult to define. The Catholic Church defines a miracle as wonders performed as a sign of special mission or gift assigned to God. It's possible that any reports of miracles that they'll investigate occurred at Mother Teresa's Home for the Dying and Destitute in Calcutta, which we profiled back in 1984. The house was busy but could be unexpectedly bright, even as we knew that most of the people we were recording would be dead by the time our story aired. Here's an excerpt.
Six or seven people, often more, die each day here at Mother Teresa's Home for the Dying and Destitute. Now, a priest kneels above the body of a man in cot number 36 whose name is not known to minister his final prayers. The priest folds his hands through the man's fingers, which are shriveled, brown, and bony, small and tender as a child's. The home's administrator is named Sister Luke.
But the ones that come here are really souls rejected. They are found in the streets lying in, sometimes they lie in their dirt for days and weeks and smell. Sometimes there are maggots. To me, I feel the person who sees that case is a person touched by God, you know? Uh-huh. And I always bless and pray for that person who brought that person in.
Those brought into this home are usually too weak to recover or to be healed. They're brought in to die. When the man in cot 36 dies, the young nuns who had bathed his wounds and bed sores, who had braced his head against their own to nurse him with water from the palms of their hands, simply turn up the edges of the coarse white sheet beneath him and truss the sides together above his face. With an experienced carelessness, they lift his body lightly as a bag of leaves above the heads of other patients to bring it to a spot by the bathtubs where three more bodies have already been laid down this day. The man's blanket is shaken out. His iron cot, splotched with scabs of rust, is scrubbed down. And within no more than an hour's time, a new man, wincing with lice, is placed atop cot 36. Each sister in the Missions of Charity owns just this, two blue-bordered white sari habits and one wooden bucket with which she washes each morning in the courtyard of the mission. At 78 years of age, Mother Teresa herself is still in direct management of the order. Here, as she receives a group of Austrian tourists, she seems to mix the demeanor of a saint with the deliberation of a salesman as she speaks obliquely about the financial needs of her mission.
We depend solely on divine providence, like the flowers and the birds and the grass, and it takes care of us and of our poor people.
Now will you tell me what's wrong with you?
I had a little trouble with the heart, but I'm all right now. The doctor said they can't say that Mother Teresa has a bad heart.
No, that nobody can say.
So we'll pray for each other. We'll say to Our Father together.
And Mother Teresa seems not to have become a worldwide eminence without learning how her image can be most capably communicated. Worshipping with these Austrians, for example, Mother begins in a wordless murmur, but picks up the prayer in well-enunciated English as our microphone floats near.
Make us worthy, Lord, to serve our fellow men throughout the world, who live and die in poverty and hunger.
But a display of this shrewdness seems hardly to detract from her sincerity. Sitting at prayer, Mother Teresa looks gnarled and beautiful. The folds of her face seem heavy as steel sheets and just about as steady. Her hands, knobbed gray with calluses, her bare feet mottled and knotted almost as badly as the legs of one of the lepers that she treats. It's as if Mother Teresa herself has absorbed a small agony from each of the injuries that she's touched over 45 years in Calcutta.
We have the eyes to see, and very often we see, but we don't look. But if we look properly, we will find that we have right there in our own family, maybe sometimes. We have terrible poverty. Here in India, in Africa, it falls in the eyes because people are so badly dressed. And because it's hard or they don't have.
Uh-huh.
It can feel obscene to record and take notes here at the home for the dying while men and women at your feet suffer and die. But at the same time, there seems to be something unmistakably holy at work in here as well. What can be strange to explain is the utter peace you can feel in this place. A small cat browses in the windowsill as sunlight flutes in through a steel screen. A young nun laughs like wind chimes as she snaps a sheet beneath one of her patients, who smiles back. But several spaces down, you notice that another cot has become suddenly, quietly empty. It's difficult to remember the name, the face of the man who was there, but you can recall his thin hands, twitching like a bird's claw as he died.
Excerpts from a 1984 profile of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She died on September 5th, 1997, and tomorrow will be beatified by the Catholic Church, a step toward sainthood.